Good Tuesday morning, everyone, and welcome to this week's edition of Extension Connection. Hi, I'm Melissa Roop, the Extension Educator of Family and Consumer Sciences here in Fulton County. So let's talk turkey. Next week is Thanksgiving, and some people gather in their own homes or travel maybe to a friend or family members locally or out of state. But if you are that person this year that's in charge of the turkey, listen up. I have a few tips and tricks for preparing your turkey and serving it and storing it safely after the festivities have ended. So first of all, how do we choose a bird? You may want to choose a heritage breed or organic, perhaps. One might provide a richer flavor than another. You might choose a frozen versus a fresh or a fresh versus a frozen. I want to encourage you, though, that remember that fresh may not necessarily be better than frozen, because those frozen birds are flash frozen, snap frozen, just after butchering. So the flavor is just as good and the bird is very fresh for preparing. When you're considering the size of the bird, think about how many people will be attending your gathering. For example, if you have 8 people, you may want a bird about 12 to 14 pounds. Consider about 1 to 1.5 pounds per person. You might want to consider preparing the famous family stuffing recipe, just like Grandma used to make it, but put it in a casserole dish this year. The chances that you have that favorite recipe and cook just right in the cavity of the bird has some fond memories, but cooking the stuffing in the turkey can provide fertile ground for the growth of harmful bacteria. And in addition, a stuffed turkey will take longer to cook, which could result in a drier white meat. So instead, loosely fill the turkey with some aromatic herbs and spices, perhaps some sliced onions, and cook the stuffing separately. You might want to choose to rub the turkey with a butter or oil. Before putting it in the oven, make sure the skin of the turkey is as dry as possible and rub it all over with a butter or oil. For even moister meat, place pats of butter just under the skin, and this will make your meat moist and your skin golden. Skip the basting process this year. Basting means that you will be opening your oven door multiple times, resulting in the temperature fluctuations within the oven, and that can result in a drier bird. So instead, keep your turkey moist by brining it or by rubbing it all over with that oil or butter we talked about just moments ago. Next, before Thanksgiving Day, invest in a good meat thermometer. Check for doneness by inserting an instant read thermometer in the thickest part of the turkey around the thigh, avoiding the bone. At about 165 degrees Fahrenheit, it's done. The turkey will continue to cook as it rests, so the temperature should rise another about 10 degrees or so out of the oven. If you are preparing that bird and you have people coming to enjoy it that day, enjoy it about 20 minutes after you've pulled it from the oven, slice it, and then within 2 hours, so pretty soon after the dinner is complete, go ahead and store that bird. Store your leftovers in separate airtight containers within 2 hours of cooking, or eat or freeze the leftovers within 3 days. So if there's a little bit left over, you might consume it all in 3 days and plan for that with maybe some turkey salad or turkey casserole. But if you can't, go ahead and put it in the freezer. If you're storing leftovers from a whole turkey, make sure you carve it first before putting it in the refrigerator or the freezer for storage. I hope these tips are helpful to you. You can also check with the USDA Meat and Poultry Hotline if you're at the last minute wondering what to do with that bird or have a safe food safety question. You can call them at 1-888-MPH-HOTLINE, so MPHOTLINE, or 1-888-674-6854. I hope you enjoy your turkey, and I look forward to enjoying time with family as well. Coming up in the next couple weeks here at the Extension Office, we have a class scheduled for December the 6th called Decluttering Your Home. And this will be a class at 9 o'clock a.m. on the 6th, Friday the 6th, and it will talk about processes and planning to declutter those areas of your home that tend to gather up all of the extras. So again, we have no cost for that class, but we do appreciate reservations. I would like to take time now to just wish you a very happy Thanksgiving, and I hope you count many things to be thankful for this holiday season. Thank you for listening to this week's show. I'm Melissa Roop at Ohio State University Extension for Extension Connection on 96.1 WMTR. Make it a great week, Fulton County.